They're a common sight all across the Bluegrass State, but some people in Ashland have seen enough. The deer population in the city and its residential areas seems to be growing, raising with it the concern that more deer mean more deer ticks and the diseases they carry. Despite the potential dangers of keeping them around, Ashland Commissioner Marty Goot says his constituents are split when it comes to the deer and what, if anything, to do about them.
You have people on both sides. That's a hot topic. I have deer in my yard every day, and they are a nuisance when you're trying to have a successful flower bed or a garden. And it's a hard question. Like Commissioner Steen feeds the deer every day. He has practically a petting zoo up there.
Still others don't find the animals as endearing. Kim Jenkins is a landscaper who has seen the effect more deer are having on the community and has noticed more ticks crawling around this year. She thinks a controlled shoot would take care of the problem.
Just like they have in other cities around the country. They use guns. They bring hunters in and they tell everybody takes cover, shelters in place, and they get rid of some deer.
Some city council members say that the deer have become an issue but aren't quick to agree to a controlled shoot in the city. Commissioner Amanda Clark says the idea of hunters taking aim in city limits scares her.
I'm not sure any sort of controlled shoot within the city limits is feasible, just because of how close people are. I think it's too dangerous.
Even controlled shooting in the city does pose some potential for danger, but an overpopulation of deer can also be a threat to the health and safety of residents. Deer ticks carry a number of dangerous diseases, and it's important to take measures to protect yourself from their bite. Luckily, Ashland-Boyd County Health Department epidemiologist Christy Bolin says that while there may be more deer in the region, that hasn't necessarily translated into more cases of tick-borne illness.
I think we've had like less than 5 cases in the FIVECO region each year over the last 5 years. So, you know, we've basically been on baseline. We've not seen this huge outbreak of Lyme disease or Rocky Mountain spotted fever or all the other kind of tick-borne illnesses that are out there.
Bolin says the best way to protect yourself from tick bites is to make it harder for ticks to get to your skin. Wear long sleeves, hats, and pants that are tucked into your socks. You can also wear a spray repellent formulated for ticks. Finally, check yourself and your family for ticks after any outdoor activity. Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Samantha Morrill.